This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palthet. China opened its national security office in Hong Kong Wednesday, the office a key part of the mainland's tough new oversight of the semi-autonomous financial hub. The same day as the opening, Hong Kong's Education Bureau banned students from playing or singing Glory to Hong Kong, the unofficial anthem of the pro-democracy movement. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam unveiled a plaque at the Metro Park Hotel, marking the popular tourist lodging as the site of the new Office for Safeguarding National Security in Hong Kong. Under the new national security law, anyone believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, and collusion with foreign forces could face life in prison. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of 2019. Critics say the measure effectively ends the one country, two systems policy under which Hong Kong was promised a high degree of autonomy. The United States' top infectious disease expert warns Americans not to fall into a false complacency about the nation's falling death rate from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. The U.S. has recorded more than 131,000 deaths from COVID-19 as of Wednesday. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from COVID-19 is down tenfold. Fauci warned earlier this week that the U.S. is still knee-deep in the pandemic. Looking at the stock markets, Wall Street's main indexes were set to open slightly higher in choppy trading on Wednesday. The full story is on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.